brought to you by Penguin.
Surrounded by Liars by Thomas Erickson. Read by David John. Introduction. Why you want to listen to a book about liars. Let me reveal something to you that you've probably long suspected. Consultants don't always know what they're doing. Far from it. For many years, I worked as a management consultant. This job wasn't always easy to define, and attempts to describe it would often sound incredibly concrete and exasperatingly airy-fairy all at once. It spanned the range from carrying binders to meeting with company management at Volvo Cars. One thing that always brought me great enjoyment, however, was a specific kind of workshop that I organised for people of all kinds. In the 1990s, talk about core values was very much in vogue. Everything seemed to be connected to that. Everybody had to work on their core values. The statement, "If we don't know our core values, we can't succeed at anything," applied even to those who didn't have a clue if they had any values. Or perhaps they didn't even understand what core values actually were. But my industry kept promoting the idea. Time to define some core values. Let's go. One exercise went something like this. You would gather a group of people within an organisation. It could be a management team or a group of salespeople or any category of people you had some reason to bring together in the same room. I began by explaining what a core value was and why the participants would no longer have any hope of achieving anything if they didn't have at least 5 or 6 of them. Every member of the group wrote down their own suggestions, and then we negotiated our way to a set of shared core values. It might not come as a surprise that these discussions were often lively, especially in rooms with 30 or so people in them. Now, don't get me wrong here. The exercise itself is valuable and very rewarding. That wasn't the issue. The problems began, rather, in the next session, when the time came for the group to define each value one by one. You see, there's not much value in just producing a bunch of platitudes. I want to keep this brief, but I hope you'll still allow me to give you a short example. 90% of the times that I've led this exercise, and we're talking hundreds of times, the word honesty is suggested as an important core value. Honesty, says the group. Yes, we want that. Everyone nods enthusiastically. Good, I tell them. Honesty sounds great. Now, define what it means. And specifically, how a person should behave to demonstrate that they are being 100% honest. Their enthusiasm crumbles more or less immediately. At first it seems simple. Tell the truth. But then somebody realises that this can be quite tricky. Telling the truth, that is. The truth can be a heavy burden to carry. It can hurt people's feelings. Cause offence. What's the solution? The group discusses this. Eventually, someone figures it out. Tell the truth, as long as it doesn't risk hurting anybody's feelings. The truth, though. What truth? Whose truth? How much of it? If a customer questions some of our practices, which are mainly for our own benefit anyway, we can't very well explain what management really thinks of our customers, can we? That's not information we'll share voluntarily, by any means. This is getting complicated. Also, has everyone actually earned the truth from us? Some customers obviously lie to us because they want some kind of advantage. We don't have to be honest with them, of course. Those devious types deserve whatever's coming to them, really. A lengthy debate soon ensues, resulting in a series of unresolved dilemmas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?